I want to give you a thought tonight. Let me just share this. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 6. I'm going to read 9 verses. Young people, you follow me well. I'm going to talk tonight on this subject, Chad. The world's greatest undertaking. Did you get it? The world's greatest undertaking. What is the biggest job that we have? Now, as a church, here's what we do. We provide a Sunday school program, a preschool program, a nursery, a junior church. We provide Awana. We provide Valley Teens. We provide Trek within Valley Teens, Journey within Valley Teens. We provide numerous trips to the mission field with a youth. We provide a Valley Teens trip once a year, either to Florida or to Tennessee. And you say, why do you do that? To accomplish or help you accomplish the greatest undertaking that you have. Amen. That's why we do it. Now, I'm going to talk about the family tonight, but here's what I'm going to preach on tonight. Chad's been doing a good job in his Sunday school, so I'm sure not trying to usurp over that. But I am going to talk about the home, and I'm going to talk about the family, and specifically, I'm going to talk about parenting. That's what I'm going to preach on. President George H.W. Bush was successful during World War II. He was a naval pilot. He spent 8 years under Ronald Reagan as his vice president. He was the head of the CIA. He was ambassador to China. He could brag about the success of Desert Storm. But he made this statement: my greatest accomplishment is that my children still come to see me and they respect my leadership and they are following in the same path that I did. And I don't want to make any bones about it tonight. Your greatest undertaking. How many parents do we have here tonight? Your greatest undertaking is to raise your children. Amen? The Bible says that children are a heritage of the Lord. They're God's gift to you. He lent them to you for you to guide them. And I counsel a lot. I was talking to Lois before service. I counsel a lot, and there's a lot of parents has absolutely flopped as parents. Their kids are wayward and rebellious. Some of them on drugs. Some of them in jail. Some of them not even here anymore. They're dead. Are y'all with me? And I say to you in America today, if there is a failure going on in America today, it is raising children. And we're letting this woke, liberal, devilish society influence us and influence our children instead of we influencing them. Am I preaching? And I thank God. I want you to know something. I thank God that God 27 years ago put in my heart to have this youth club. God put it in my heart. It was birthed in my heart. You said, why? For one reason, to help you in your undertaking. of parenting. To help you, to get your kids off to a place where they can be away from the world, away from social media, away from those things that can distract them and get them alone, use their talents. Elias, I'm so proud of you when you give your testimony tonight. Lord God, that girl's come a long way. What a wonderful testimony. What a wonderful talent for God. You know what? It comes from their parents. She got great grandparents. She got a family that's surrounding her in love. You know why she's serving God? Because they're serving God. Amen. Now, those three ingredients tonight I'm going to give you from the Word of God that will help you in this undertaking. How many, come on now, how many of you tonight, parenting gets tough for you every once in a while? Come on now, don't be messing with me. It does. It is not easy. It's not easy. You try to read the Bible to them and pray for them, and then they go to school and hear a bunch of junk. And then you have to deprogram when they come home. That's not easy. It's not easy praying for them every day, knowing that they're facing drugs and alcohol at such a young age. Even in elementary school, they're practicing dope. They're practicing smoking marijuana. They're practicing, they drink even at the age of 7 years old. And I want you to know that's pressure. And there's got to be something. There's got to be a formula for you to be able to be successful. This church, by the way, we provide all these things, but they're only support things. You're the responsible one. Amen. And I'm going to say something, and I may get somebody mad at me. And it's not my intent. Years ago, and maybe a person may say amen. Years ago, and we still have a great Awana program, and the kids do a lot of accomplishment. But years ago, there was even more accomplishment, Jeff. You know why? There was more parental involvement. Hey, your kid's not going to succeed in a WANA program without your involvement. Your kids are not going to succeed in the youth program without your involvement. Somebody help me preach. I know that. I know some of you are about ready to throw a sledgehammer at me, but I want you to know something. It's a great accomplishment for them kids to finish their book. You know why? If they had the Word of God in their heart, they might not sin against God. That's just a little plug. So there's three ingredients. Look at verses 1-3. If you're going to succeed in this great undertaking, number one, you got to have right living. Look what it says. Now these say, look at chapter 6. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded thee, thou and thy son, thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to it that you may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. You got, hey, by the way, to be a successful parent, you got to have a relationship with God. Yeah. Amen. And no parent is going to be successful in raising children without a relationship with God. And that starts out with reverence. Amen. To fear God. Yes, how many of y'all agree with me that this Generation Z and some of these Generation X in this country are some of the most rebellious, God-hating, liberal, woke kids in the world? Would you agree with me? And I want to tell you this, frankly, they don't fear God. And the first thing in a right living is that we need to get a fear of God again. Amen. We need to respect God, reverence God. I don't see much of that anymore. Amen. I know some of y'all thought, well, we're just going to have a little game tonight. No, no, I'm dead serious tonight. Your undertaking's large, and it will not be successful without a reverence toward God. Then a reaction. Look at that verse. You know what they've done all week with your kids? I was there part of it. Chad went through the book of Joshua, and every sermon he had was talking about pouring the word of God in your mind, meditating in your mind. So what they think is what the word of God says.
Amen.
By the way, if you reverence God, you ought to also have a reaction, and that's follow God's word. How can you expect your children to follow you and follow God if you're not following his word? Am I preaching? Amen. See, God's standards are our standards. Your children will model what they see in your life. Amen. Mike Davis was sitting there. I remember this the other day. It's probably a month ago. His boy, James, where's James at? James, you need to stay out of trouble, boy. You're too good looking. You got to really be careful, okay? I love James. James, he's the real deal. He was named after my buddy. James come by me. You know how kids are. They're going 90 mile an hour. And he just said, pass and said something. And Mike looked at him and said, son, you say yes, sir. Remember? By the way, one of the things we taught our children when we were growing up and was taught to me is we say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and we're polite, and how many believe that should still be in our vocabulary? And then the reward. Do your children, let me ask you something. Do your children know that God will bless tithing? Do your children know that God will bless honesty? Do your children see faithfulness in you? Do your children see serving God as mandatory and not optional? Here's what we've done. We think an old man like me, when my mom used to say, you're going to church, and she got me by the ear and drugged me. She said, you were on drugs? Yeah, she drugged me to church. I want you to know something. It ought not to be optional. It ought to be mandatory. You said, but we're going to warp them. No, this world's going to warp them. This woke, ungodly society's going. The perverts are going to. They want your children's mind. That's why all week we've been pouring the word of God in their mind. But number two, look at verse 4 and 5. One ingredient is right living, Chad. Second ingredient is right loving. Look what it says. Are y'all there? Say amen. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Thank God. Verse 4, he is going to be focused. There are not going to be any other gods. And by the way, we have a lot of little gods in our life. And I want y'all to know something. I'm going to say this. And I know, Chad, if I didn't say this, I'd get along great tonight. And y'all are going to love on me. Do you love your kid? You love what your kid does in athletics more than you love what they do in church. Boy, it's got dead quiet in here now. What do you think? You think your kid is going to be the next Michael Jordan? Highly unlikely. Most likely they're going to go to school. And athletics today has become so high pressured. And I'm not getting it. My son played it. My daughter did some volleyball. But I want all y'all to know something. We need to get our priorities right. And you know what? If some Christians that have good ball players, I mean good ball players, on the team, and just looked at the coach and said, he ain't playing, he ain't practicing tonight.
Right. Amen.
I'm talking about those that had the good ball players.
Right.
And he ain't practicing. He'll be back tomorrow night, but he ain't practicing on Wednesday night.
Right. That's right.
Oh, I know. You're already mad at me, aren't you? You know why? That God is your God.
Amen.
You know what? If we would just throw a hissy fit on them. Just go down there and say, hey, you bunch of idiots, won't you get your priorities right? We need our kids in church on Wednesday night.
Amen.
At least let them out of practice by 6 o'clock so they can get there by 6:30.
Yeah.
And some of our boys last year done it. They come in, they look scrubby, they look bad, but hallelujah, they were there.
Amen.
They ain't smelled bad. But I was glad they was there and fought that temptation to go home and rest. Good preaching, Reverend. Well, I know it's quiet in here tonight. You okay? He's also, in verse 5, he has a fixation. He needs to love the Lord with all his heart. Let me ask you something. Zachary, I remember when you was raised, you was a little heathen at times. But you've turned out so good. And I've been watching you with your kids and your wife. I'm proud of you. Because there's a time when I thought, that boy has lost his mind. In my heart.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's what we want. Where's Eliza? Where is she leaving? Your testimony really touched me tonight. Really did. Don't quit doing that. That'll encourage everybody. You kids, don't worry. Hey, you testify. You tell what's on your heart. See, what you tell people that you love God. And parents, they'll be more apt to tell people they love God if you tell people you love God. Just, am I preaching? I know it's not easy, Natalie. It's not easy telling them they can't do this when everybody else is doing it. It's not, that's a hard thing. That's why you got the hardest undertaking. Because see, these kids are your responsibility. And I want you to know something. They could get all the accolades out in the world, but if they stand up and say, I'm a Christian, and I love God. That ought to be the greatest accolade that you've ever heard.
Yes, sir.
And they went to camp. I watched them out there. I didn't hear a lot of complaint. They wasn't. They were having fun. And y'all bounced it up good. Had them out in the rain. Loving on them. I ain't seen your big carcass out in the rain. Amen. You know what that does? That tells them kids he loves them, and they're going to want love too. Am I preaching? See, you got to have right living, but you also got to have right loving. You can't tell this child here, you live like this. You can't go just pound these kids in the head and say, do this, do this, do this, do this, without, come here, son. Now, come on. You love me, don't you?
Yeah.
Come here. I know you do. Oh, let your arms loose. Without getting him up and hugging on him a little bit and hurt me real good, son. That's a pitiful. There you go. Oh, yeah. You feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, you're back. You're the one that was on me, not me, you. You know what? This boy's a loving kid. He's one of the loving. He's crazy, but he's a loving kid. It's because he got loving parents. Am I okay? See, we got this wrong, Lois. Okay, we want them to do great, but we can't season that with just. We gotta love them. Number three. I'm done. Is this okay? I know if some of that stuff I said about sports and stuff upset you, tell Chad to edit or Josh to edit out my sermon. It'll be fine. Now, number three, and I'm done. I got to close. Verses 6-9, they got to be right learning. Talks about the Word of God in verse 6. We are to store the Word of God. Who first should store the Word of God? You. Parents.
Amen.
And then we need to, verses 7-9, we need to share them to our children. How many can say amen?
Amen.
Amen? I'll say four little things and I'm done. Each child is uniquely formed of God. Amen. And then we are to train them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. How many of y'all agree with that verse? And we need to, and by the way, if we train them, the Bible said they'll go in the right way. And that little word train, each child has an individual bent. That little word train, really, the midwives, here's what they would do when they were wanting their babies to nurse and their babies were reluctant to nurse and desire the milk. What they would do, they would put their finger in oil and dates, and they put it up in their palate, a cat. And what that did, that gave those kids an appetite to start nursing. What you need to do as parents, you need to put the Word of God up in your kids' palate so that they will then want to eat from the Word of God.
Amen.
And love the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And does that all make sense?
Amen.
Right living? Right loving? Huh?
Yes, sir.
What do you think? Right living, say it with me. Right living? Right loving? What else? And right learning. Now, kids, the invitation's not for you exactly, but I tell you what I'd like for you to do. You're getting ready to go, and Lisa's going to do the invitation. You're getting ready to go back to school. You're going to have a lot of pressure on you. I wonder how many of you kids would want to come around the altar. Would you do it? Would you come around the altar and let your pastor pray for you in a moment? And I wonder how many parents will come up and say, you know, I want to take on this undertaking. I want to live right. I want to love right. And I want to learn right. And I'm up to the challenge. And I'd like for every child that went to camp and other teenagers or kids, will y'all come up here so your pastor can pray for you? I know Kanawha County Schools go to back to school Friday, and Putnam County, I think, next week. Just come up here. And your pastor, stand with me. And I wonder how many parents would join your kids. Just join your kids tonight. Do you love them that much? Just join them. I want you to come, and grandparents, you can come up here too. I want you to come around your kids, and I'm going to have a prayer for all of them tonight. Amen. Amen. Just come on, come on, bring them, bring them. You're all right. Just spread out this way a little bit. Thank God. Right there in the house. God's good tonight. Let me pray. Our Father.